Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this fifth Sunday after Epiphany, and it's also the first Sunday of February. It is a blessing that we are able to join together in church and also online. And those of you are online, you might see some flickering on my video. I don't know what happened after the Zoom updated. Please forgive me for that. We'll figure out what happens after service. I'm glad that you're able to join here today. God has given us another day to live in this world, to be a blessing. So let us be thankful for that. He has given us the good health and strength to get up this morning and see the sunlight. Every day is a gift from God. Let us be thankful for that. And He not only gave us this life as a gift, He also gave His Son Jesus Christ as a gift for our eternal salvation. How about that? And that is that we are grateful for above all. So let us be thankful and be of a grateful heart and worship God together. It is a good time to be together as we will be heading out for 2 weeks, as you all know. But Miss Lou and Jean will be handling between them the rest of the two Sundays. So please help them out in whatever way they need help with. We are glad that our district superintendent, Dr. Doug Gildreth, and his wife Lynn has joined us today.
Amen.
And we are so glad that they are able to join today, and especially during our Communion Sunday. Thanks for being here today and blessing us with your presence. The announcements are listed, our regular announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin if you want to follow that with me. Our food bank support that we have been giving for the place nearby, we have decided to use it for the children who are in need in our Spanish ministry here. There are 6 children that we identified that I announced before that don't have parents. So we told them that we will be their parents. So we are trying to help them out with, they're living with friends and families. So we are trying to provide them with food and school supplies, and some of them need transportation, and some of their volunteers are already helping that out. So please donate that in kind and cash. There's a bin at the back, you already know. And you can drop off your food items or whatever you want to, school supplies too, we can take that. Or you can donate in cash. My books are still available for sale. 2 of them, $10 each, will benefit the work of the missions, especially the Spanish mission also. Please buy those books. That will help our mission work. Our mailing address is listed there, particularly for those who are remote. Please use that mailing address for your communications and donations that you are sending out. Our cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers again, usually on the second Saturday of the month. And also our art class with Wayne will be on February 18th, the third Saturday every month. Last time we had a great crowd with the children, and Wayne did a good job. And he usually taught us before that, but when he got the children, he just ignored us. So next, so that was a blessed time, and the children were excited too. So they will come class. So please join us together for fun and fellowship. And our third Thursday love lunch will be at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. on Thursdays. And hope you had a good time last time. And did you all?
We are 5.
We are 5 people. Okay. So. Please join for that lunchtime together, having fun and fellowship at the Golden Corral at the marketplace store close by. Today we'll have Holy Communion, as I've announced earlier. The Hispanic folks will be joining us together with that, and we'll be singing when we all get to heaven together. So please join for the Holy Communion and also for the celebration of our hope that we are preaching today. The attendance and offerings are not listed there anymore because God has been faithful to us in the past, and we were able to do the parking lot, as many of you all know that, and that is a great thing. And we took some money from our reserve, and please donate as much as you can in the new year so we can catch up with the reserve. So I took out the numbers from there, but thank you for your prayers and gifts and presents and service and witness through this church to bless this community and the world. Through our service, we also take donations through our online website. You can go to piedmontumc.com. You have many options there: bank draft, or credit card, debit card, or even Zelle. Many other options there. So, especially those who are remote, you can use the option to pay remotely as well. Please use that facility as much as you can. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody else have any other announcements? No? And Robert, you have any?
No.
If you don't have any other announcements, let us worship God together. Continue worshiping. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. 400. If you are able, please stand. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, Lord, for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain, fix the furnace, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hear the by Thy help I come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure, save me to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the world, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace a greater debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank You for this beautiful time that You have given us to gather in Your name, here in church and also online to worship You, Lord. We thank You for the gift of life and all the health and strength that You give in our bodies every day. We thank You for Your blessings that You shower upon us even when we don't deserve it. We thank You for allowing us to come here and worship together, Lord. We acknowledge the glory of the eternal triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You made one blood of all nations, and by a star in the east You revealed all people about Him and whose name is Emmanuel. As we celebrate another Sunday in the Epiphany season, help us, Lord, to know Your presence with us, the Emmanuel, and help us to proclaim the riches that You gave us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. You opened the way that all may come to His light and bow down before Him. We thank You for allowing us to come before You as Your children, Lord. Bless us with Your presence. Help us to worship You in truth and in spirit, with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We adore You, we worship You, Lord. In the prayers we make, in the songs we sing, the meditation of the word and the communion we partake today, bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
If you are able, you can stand up and greet each other in Christian love now.
took a lot of nerve, because if you all think about it, How Great Thou Art is probably the song that all soloists love to sing. So I didn't think about that when I picked this out. But y'all bear with me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Carol has been out for 6 months with a hip surgery, and she's a couple of Sundays she's coming back. So thanks for coming and singing again for us. We'll do our responsive reading now. It's taken from Psalm 98. If you're able, please stand. It is on page 818 in the blue hymnal. If you're able, please stand for the responsive reading.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord hath done marvelous things. The Lord's right hand and holy arms have gotten the victory.
The Lord has declared victory and has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations.
The Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth in a joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and with the lyre and the sound of melody.
The trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the ruler, the Lord. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before the Lord with our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also it is a time of sharing your burdens and concerns between each other and also lift them up to the Lord, united in spirit. God has promised that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us share our prayers of blessings as well as concerns at this time. If you can join with me, the prayer request that we regularly pray for at the back of the bulletin in the boxes listed there. Please continue to pray for these items and the people listed there in your regular prayers, particularly the ones that are highlighted. We are praying for their healing. Pray for the Hughes family as they are grieving at the death of their dear one for peace and comfort at this time. Pray for the O'Day family as well, as they are also grieving at the death of their dear ones. Pray for Martha, as she has started her chemo session again. She's not online today. I don't know the latest. She was on last week, so I will check with her and make sure everything is okay. Please continue to pray for her and her husband, who is taking care of her now. Yeah, continue to pray for Harry. He is not also online today. Pray for his continued recovery, that they found a clot in his brain. So they think it is treatable with medicine, so they are trying that. I haven't heard from him late in the last couple of days, so I will check back with him also. Continue to pray for Guillermo. Guillermo, thanks for being here today again. We are holding you up in our prayers. And also Liliana, who cares for him at this time, continue to pray for them as a family for healing and comfort. And let us thank God for the progress that Carol has made, and she's able to sing again. Let us be thankful for that and continue to pray for her complete recovery. Some of our folks are not here today. I don't know what happened. Jean and Linda, they are not here today. If you have heard anybody have any? Okay. Continue to pray for Ian McGee. He is in the forces. He is one of our members from the church who is in the armed forces. Please keep him in our prayers. Latest I heard that Terry told me that he is in Germany somewhere after deployment from Afghanistan. So he is in Germany somewhere. So please keep him in our prayers. Continue to pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks and delivery people, our trash workers, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis behind the scenes. So let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, lift them up for their safety and their family's safety. continue to pray for our nation, particularly during this time a lot of unrest are happening around the country. Let us pray for peace and pray for the president, our vice president and leaders of the Congress and the governors of the state, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things, to make the right decisions for that are good to the people. So let us lift them up also in our prayers. Are there any call-outs or special prayer requests? Praise items? Please keep me and my wife and my son and family as we are traveling next week for the 2 weeks to be safe travel. So please keep us in our prayers as well. If there are no other prayer requests or prayer items, let us go to God in prayer together. And we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. Then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we thank you for your gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. Thank you for all the blessings that come along with it, our good health and strength in our bodies, and also the opportunity that you are able to meet together and gather together to worship you today. We thank you for the manifold blessings you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it, Lord. We thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you with our burdens and concerns as well, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But the scripture says that even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you trusting in your promise. When we are lonely, you are our friend, O God. And when we go through life's sorrows and griefs, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all those who need your protection, guidance and healing at this time, particularly the ones that we have mentioned by name. We pray for the Hughes family and the O'Day family. We lift them up to you at this time, Lord. We pray for your comforting peace to be with them and your presence to be with them during this time of grief. We pray for Martha as she has started her next session of chemo. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit, and also Rich, who cares for her. Bless them as a family with your comforting presence and healing. We thank you for the progress that you gave Carol and was able to be with us today also. Bless her, Lord, with your grace. And continued recovery and strengthen her in her body and her spirit, and also Wayne, who takes care of her, plus them as a family. We pray, thank you for the progress of Guillermo as he is able to worship with us today. Continue to be with him and give him the strength in his body and in his spirit, and also Liliana, who cares for him. Bless them, Lord, as a family with your comforting presence. We pray for Harry as we heard about his blood clot in his brain. We pray for your healing hand to touch him at this time and heal him and strengthen him, Lord, in his body and in spirit. And also, Jan, bless them as a family, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and diseases in this church, and also that we don't know of, especially with many diseases spreading around. We pray for your healing for this country. Touch each and every one of them who need healing at this time, Lord. We thank you for the progress that George Work has made from his recovery, from his surgery. Continue to bless him so that he can start a normal life, strengthen him in his body and in spirit, and also Sally, his wife. Bless them as a family. We pray for our nation, particularly our president and leaders of the Congress and governors, and who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. We pray for your wisdom to guide them, the Holy Spirit to guide them, Lord, so that they will fear God and make the right decisions that for the right good for the people. We thank you for all of our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us on a daily basis, Lord. We particularly lift up Ian McGee in your hands. Keep him safe, Lord, wherever he is, and continue to strengthen him and his family. We pray for all of those who are serving in various ways behind the scenes, serving us. We pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. We lift up our church as a whole into your hands, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity that you gave us in this community to do your work. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us through our witness, our money, our time, and our energy. Whatever we do here, Lord, bring in honor and glory to your name. We thank you for the ministries that we have started here, especially with the Hispanic group. We pray for your blessing and grace upon them as well as we celebrate Holy Communion together. We pray for your Holy Spirit to touch each and every one of us, Lord, that we will be empowered by the Spirit and your word as we go from this place, that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come wherever you place us, Lord. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we come before you as your children with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are most merciful and gracious God. From your open hand we receive everything from. Lord, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for this time that you have given us to worship you together, Lord. We thank you for all of those who were able to give joyfully today. And we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love and compassion and care to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scriptures now. It's also on the screen if you want to follow that. Or you can follow that in your Bibles. It is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. It's a very familiar passage. Jesus comforting his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and the living Word, thank you for the gift of your Word that you have given us so that we can be nourished in our bodies and in our souls and be strengthened. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts with an obedient and humble spirit so that we can obey and receive your Word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden truths behind your Word. Bless us with your presence, Lord, and empower us with your Word as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The passage that I read today is a very familiar passage that everybody knows. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in me and believe also in my Father. Jesus comforting his disciples before he started the journey to the cross. In these hard times, people are looking for comfort and peace in their lives. And we hear a lot about keeping our hopes up. A lot of people, you know, talk about keeping the hope alive. But how do we keep the hope alive when things are not going well in our lives and also things are not going in others' lives as well? We don't see a lot of hope that we can put our hopes in. Not a lot of places where we can put our hopes in. I read somewhere recently that about 80% of the people are stressed out in our society. It might be going up more. And the most the concerning thing that struck me is the most stressed out people are the youngsters. I thought it would be the working class and the people who are in the middle age, but it is not. It is mostly between the ages of 15 to 25 are the most stressed out people. I don't know the reason behind it. I prayed about it a lot. But that is concerning because we have a generation coming up that are all stressed out already. Yeah. And they haven't started living their life yet. Yeah. And how would they handle the stresses of life as they face real life? So that really bothered me a little bit and prayed about it. But as people of God, we have hope every day, even when things don't seem to be going right. We have reasons to have hope. So I wanted to go over some of that so we do not lose our hope even in the midst of our concerning situations. We can put our hope in somebody who is able to keep our hope alive. The scripture is the source of all the hope that we have to put our trust in. And if you don't put your trust in the scripture, you don't have a place to go for hope. That is what I learned one thing. And that may be one of the reasons our youngsters are not having a lot of hope. Because we have taken the scripture out of their lives. You know, we all know that. There is no place for scripture in school, in colleges. We used to have, when I was in college, back in India, we had prayer groups in many colleges, even in a Hindu nation. And I was attached to the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And you all know that our scriptures are taken out of schools as well, and prayer is also taken out of schools. So if we don't put the proper priorities in place in our society, we will not have hope. And we need to put back where things should be. The scripture should be part of our life, for our youngsters' life, our children's life. Prayer should be part of our life, our children's life, in the school life. And where else can they go for help and hope if these things are not in place anymore? So that is some of the things that concern me. And we need to put our scripture back into our lives, in our families every day. It is not something that we come and open on Sunday mornings. It is something that we have to be part of our lives on a daily basis. And that's the only way we can have hope. As the psalmist says, that the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In ancient times, it was an oil lamp that became the symbol of Christian education, as you all know. And if you look at some of the colleges, the famous colleges, Harvard and Yale and all of them, they always have some lamp somewhere, lightening and giving rays of hope. And that is because God said, let there be light. And that's how light came, and that's how light came into our lives. In the dark moments of our life, light comes in as God's presence. So we need to open that up and and open the scripture in our daily lives and in our family lives. By teaching the Bible, we are offering our next generation the hope that they need. Thank God for the Lamb of Truth that burns ever brightly, telling us of Jesus of Nazareth, the promised Messiah, sent by God to redeem us from the slavery of sin and death and hopelessness. He is the only one who can bring hope in a hopeless situation. Paul found power to have hope in the power of the scriptures. So we continue to meditate on some of the words of Paul, that he says that against all hope, Abraham believed in God and had hope. So we read that in Romans chapter 4. So very interesting that a hope that is against hope. Abraham believed against all hope, and he believed in God and had hope. It's like a twist of words. He believed in hope against all hopes, because God had given him a promise that he would have a child. And how old was he at that time? He was 75 years old. And he laughed at it. And Sarah laughed at it. They knew that they could not have children. And God gave him a promise. But how long did they have to wait? 25 years. That's a long time to wait after a promise. That is why Paul is saying that even with all the things that working against Abraham, he still trusted in a God. Because he is a faithful God he had experienced in the past, who called him from nowhere and asked him on a journey. And he promised him that he will bless him and he will become the father of the nations. And he trusted in a God who would give him hope against all hopes. So that is why Paul was saying that a hope that hopes against and believes against all hopes. When there is hopelessness all around us, we can believe in a God who has led us in the past. We have experienced his faithfulness in our past. So we can look back and say, here is a God who had led me in the past, and he will not fail me in the future. So we can have hope. So that is the example of Abraham that Paul is giving. The scripture gives us hope that we can rejoice in. Again, Paul says that in Romans 12, that you may rejoice in hope. A hope that we can rejoice in. Martin Luther, the reformer, reminds us like this when he writes in one of his works. He says that not in works, not in any other thing, but purely in hope, the heart of man may rejoice. So if we want to find joy and we want to rejoice in our hearts, we have to have hope. Without hope, how can we rejoice? But the hope that God gives us the opportunity and the chance to rejoice and have joy in our hearts. He continues to talk about that in his book, in his writing, quoting the story of the woman who was healed by Jesus, who had a flow of blood for 12 years. She went from doctor to doctor, places to places, placing her hope in many different places. And for 12 years, she could not find anywhere she can put her hope and trust in. We read in chapter 8 of Luke's Gospel according to Luke in chapter 8. She spent all the money she had until she met Jesus. And Martin Luther adds like this: this happens to people who run here and there with their troubled conscience. Now consult these folks and go to consult other folks. Now do this and do that, and try everything in order to quiet their heart, but do not seek the hope which gives rest to the soul and which they too could have within themselves. Our hope is not to be in running around and place from place to place. It is not about a resignation of life either, but rather in belief and trust in a living and a faithful God. That is the only way we can have hope. The scripture also gives us an example of the hope that overflows. It is not only a hope for tomorrow, and many times I tell you that a hope is not just hoping for a good day tomorrow. A lot of times we think the hope it is a good day tomorrow about the weather. It is just a hope. You never know when the weather turns out to be tomorrow. But when I say that tomorrow it is Monday, it is not just a hope. Tomorrow is going to be Monday. Right? That is what the difference is. We have an optimistic expectation. That is what the hope that we have. It is not something that we hope it will happen. It is an optimistic assurance that it will happen. That is the kind of hope that we have. And a hope that gives us overflowing joy. It will fill us to overflowing. And Paul continues to say that in Romans chapter 15. He says that everything that was written was given for our hope, that scripture, that we might have hope in God. A hope that fills us with joy and peace. And he continues to say that in verse 13 of the same chapter, that may the God of hope will fill you with all joy and hope as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Many times we don't know how to overflow with hope. Because of our sinful nature, we always tend to find the negative things that can disappoint us, that can frustrate us, that can pull us down. But God's not only filling us, that we will be also filling others with that hope. As Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, we are to be agents of hope, not only for us, not only for our church, but also for the community wherever we live, so that others can see us and can hope of a bright future. Because there is a God who handles all the situations around us. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be doubting or being disappointed. Often the world gives us other sources of hope. The world tells us it will only come when we all have good times and good jobs and good homes and our economy is well and everything is going fine. No, even when everything is going wrong, we can have a hope. Because God has given us the reason to have hope, because through Jesus Christ, he loved us. He loved us enough so that he sent his son to die for us, so that we can all have that eternal life together with him. No matter where we are from, no matter what our background is, how you look like, we are all children of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. What a great hope that we have. And it is not only a hope in this world. God has given us the hope through eternity as well. Our life does not end here. He has given us an eternal life through his son Jesus Christ. And that is our hope. So the passage that we read here today about his word comforting his disciples about not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. My Father's house has many rooms, and if there was not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me at that place, so that you may be also with me. That is the promise that Jesus gave us before he left this world. He is preparing a place for us. No matter what happens to our bodies, our lives in this world, there is an eternity full of joy in the presence of God that Jesus is preparing for us. And he will come and return one day. And that is the greatest hope of the world that we need to tell others about. There is hope for this world. There is hope for our life, even when everything is against us. God has given us a reason to have hope, because his son Jesus Christ will be coming again to establish kingdom of God in this world. Because of the coming of Jesus, the world has hope and reconciliation. And our minds and hearts are focused on Christ and the gift of himself in his coming. So I don't know what hope looks like for you. To me, hope looks like in various different... Hope for me is seeing the church gathered together here every Sunday. And hope for me is seeing the beauty of creation, looking at the creation of God every day. And hope for me is looking up at the sky and the sun and the moon and marvel at the creation and the works of God. Hope for me is looking outside of the parking lot that the children are running around and playing every day. And hope for me, when I see the children playing on the playset. Many of you know the history. When we put that playset back, last year? A lot of people frowned upon it. Remember that? And a lot of people told me, we don't have any children here. Why do you want to spend that kind of money? And it was about a couple of thousand dollars. And I said, well, if God wants it, God will provide. And we will not take any money from the church. Lo and behold, somebody sponsored that playset. And we cleaned up that place and put a new playset there. That is what hope is for me. When I look at that kind of situations of a church, having the spur of growth, that is hope for me. So let us have that hope. Hold on to that hope. Never lose it. Because he's a God who has promised, and he will make sure that he will fulfill his promise. And he's a God that we can trust in him. So let us have that hope as we come to this table as children of God. God has promised and he will fulfill his promises. And we will be all together after this in eternity together, no matter where we are from. In Mexico, Honduras, wherever you are from. In India and in coming. No matter where you are from, we are all going to be together as children of God. Not only here, but also in eternity with God. He's coming back and taking us to there when he comes back again. So as we join this table here today, you all are invited to this open table. This is the Lord's table. This is not the church table, not a Methodist table, not a Baptist table. It is the Lord's table. All are invited. And please join us as we celebrate this Holy Communion. Remember, we have reason to hope. Never be disappointed. Never be pulled down by the burdens of life. We have a God who is able to rescue us from any situations that we are in. Hold on to him and he will never fail us. Come as the ushers guide you. You can follow the Holy Communion service in the laminated sheets that you can find on the pews. If you don't have one, raise your hand. We can. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here today and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as the ushers guide you, you can come forward and take up the table, please. Closing hymn is 701. If you are able, please stand and join us. Those of you who have the Spanish song with you, you can sing in Spanish. You didn't get that?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway out to our spread the sky. But when traveling days are over, our worship will sound. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Before the benediction, I want to let you all know that do not lose hope. We have reasons, as people of God, we have reason to hold on to hope. There is a God who has promised us He will lead us even in the midst of hopelessness. And also, we have hope for a return of Jesus Christ to establish His kingdom. Hold on to that hope. Now, as may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I would invite our district superintendent, Doug Gildreth, to come and do the benediction for us.
It has been a joy to be with you today, and my thanks to Matthew
for the wonderful work he is doing here and for reminding each and every one of us the power of hope. Desmond Tutu once said that we are all prisoners of hope. And I feel that today, and being here with you has indeed filled me with hope. So now go forth in peace. With the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, may He go with each and every one of us. Amen.
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 Amen.